Kaylee Leahy Day of Service. It's a really awesome opportunity for JM students and some more groups in the community to get together and just do some service. And so it's normally we have one in the fall in October and one in the spring around March and April. So obviously this year it's looked a little bit different, but every year it's just an awesome opportunity for everyone. And for me personally, I really like seeing some new faces go out, and we all kind of share the common goal to honor Kaylee when we go and to volunteer. And it's just a really great group of kids.
How many years have you been involved in how many days of service have you done, Katie?
This virtual one will be my sixth.
Wow. Okay. So you have done this. Are there certain days of service or certain activities that you've done that really stand out to you?
Yes, definitely. Well, for one, I've learned how to plant trees. That's been super fun. There's a whole process that they teach you when you go. So that's been great. But also just kind of learning about, in the planning committee especially, about kind of being bold and just reaching out and asking people to serve, because that was always something that I was a little bit uncomfortable with if I didn't know someone. But I've reached out to so many people at my school who I'd never talked to before, and it's been really, really awesome.
But that's what a great thing. This is more than just service. You're learning a lot of other skills along with service.
Yes, absolutely.
This fall, with it being virtual, it will be different. But again, there's still a service component, and I guess it just shows us that we can do service wherever we're at and no matter what the situation is around us.
Oh yes, so it was a challenge. We've been planning for a few months now, and the main difference between the virtual day of service and the in-person one is that the virtual one is kind of ongoing. Just because everyone, you know, can't get together at one time, it's still a really special thing to keep, you know, these pen pal letters and stuff going over time. And so there's something to be said about rather than one day keeping it going. So that's what we've been really happy about with the virtual day.
Talk to the person who may be thinking about service but just doesn't either know how to get involved, or just talk about, and also talk about what service means when you get involved and you do it.
Yes. So honestly, the first thing that, especially now in the virtual age and everything, is honestly, like, if you go to our city school website, just kind of doing a little bit of research about what you might be interested in. The Kaylee Leahy Day of Service is posted all over the JM website, and we have our own website page, actually, and so those are useful resources. So if someone's, you know, not sure about if they want to get involved with this in particular, that's always great to start. And then any of the committee members can help. But once you do, it's really fulfilling. And I really just like getting to communicate with new people. Every year I meet new people through this. And it's just great to kind of see the volunteer work we do is very, you can see what you're getting out of it. And so it's very personal. And so that's a great thing about it.
Well, and it seems, Katie, like volunteering, days of service, things like that. I mean, this kind of thing has really changed you.
Yes. So this has always been kind of a thing with volunteering where I just think it's necessary, because there's all these things that we do that we need for us, but you need to make the effort to kind of reach out to other people and do what's necessary for them, because even if it's not as important for you individually, it's important for them. And so I think it's important to just make that effort, you know, take time out of your week, your day, your month to go out and help people who can't help themselves at this time.
Well, and like you say, even if you don't feel like you're getting a lot out of it, so often with these days of service, you can see, you see something that you've accomplished and how it's helped others.
Yes, definitely. With the tree planting, for instance, we plant so many trees. I mean, and you get in groups together, and you can just see every time I drive past these places, I'm like, oh, okay, we planted those trees, and you can see them grow too, which is really cool. It's kind of like metaphor over time, how this day of service, all of this has just really grown and blossomed, and it's been really cool to see.